For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to another edition of the Malaga Drives Hoops betting podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Caleb, and today we are going to be breaking down individually the 420 Saturday slate that gets us all going in the NBA playoffs. Play-ins are wrapping up as we speak. Pelicans are up at halftime against the Kings. Miami Heat took care of business at home without Jimmy Butler or Terry Rozier against the Chicago Bulls. So the East is set. West should be set soon, but regardless, neither of those teams play, obviously, scheduling-wise. But we got four great games, and I'm ready to get after it, man. I'm ready to get after it. If you haven't already, a couple things before we get into the show itself. If you haven't already, we had a big, longer breakdown from more of a long-term series perspective, right? I'm still going to do the daily stuff with each slate. And things will get slimmer and slimmer. But obviously right now we got four games a day for a little bit or three games a day for a little bit. But at the start of each round, we're going to do like a bigger picture stuff. So if you have some time, if you're interested in that, I think it's relevant even once the games start. We just go through each series, what our thoughts are, what the main things are to look at, and things of that nature. I have not played a ton of things in the play-ins. I played one thing. I played the Warriors money line at minus 120. It closed at 155. Took an L there. Tough. But we're definitely going to be playing some things. Again, talked about it before. Lines are much tighter in the playoffs. We got to be smart about what we play. There's not going to be huge volume. I don't think you're going to have very many days where I'm playing five things or anything crazy like that. But there are going to be things, and we're going to try and pick our spots, make some money, and enjoy these playoffs, which, you know, I feel like year after year, they just keep getting better and better as the league gets better and better and deeper. And I think this year we've reached like almost like an apex where you have so many series that are just so tight and can be decided by the smallest of things. But tomorrow we've got a really fun slate, four games. It gets started with the Orlando Magic and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Magic are coming in as 4.5-point underdogs in the opening game. And we've talked at length, again, about this series and what to expect. And on the Cleveland side, you have a team that has really struggled. And they're a really odd team to figure out because they've had some really, really good stretches this year. But a lot of their stretches have coincided with Darius Garland and Evan Mobley being hurt, which is really odd because both those two guys are very, very talented in their own way. Darius Garland has literally been an all-star, right? Evan Mobley was a number three pick. You know, people like to say he's baby Anthony Davis. Obviously, he still has a lot to work on and a lot to get to, but both very talented players in their own right. But for whatever reason, and I feel like it's more of a basketball thing. We can get into it deeper another time. But Darius is not quite – and it's partly on Darius and it's partly on the coaching. But, like, the fit next to Donovan Mitchell hasn't been seamless. And a lot of it, too, is, you know, they've both been hurt for different parts of the year. So I don't think they've had – they've had time, though, like, in previous years. But for whatever reason – with those five being back, you would think things would click. Their best basketball has actually been played without those two. So they're still trying to figure it out. They're coming into this with bad vibes, man. They could have won. They could have, if they had won, they would have been the two seed in the last game of the year. And they chose to lose. And that's always a little bit weird to me. And I get you want to avoid Philly. I do. But at the same time, like, it's just weird vibes. But that being said, they're the more experienced team, obviously. And then they have, in my eyes, the best player. Now, we don't know how healthy or not healthy Donovan Mitchell is, and we'll see that very soon. But to me, that's the biggest edge for them, is that they've been in this. They've done this, and they got sent home in the first round last year with the Knicks, but they've been there. And they have a player who's very much been there in Donovan Mitchell and performed at the highest of stages. And the Orlando Magic don't have that. They have Joe Ingles, but he's a bench role player. And it's a little different when you get into that stage. And I'm not even saying that I think fans are going to fall in love with this Orlando Magic team. Truly, they play so hard. They grind for each other. But I do think offensively, there are still going to be moments where they absolutely do struggle. As for the game itself, it's tough. I think I lean Cavs slightly, but I don't know that I'm going to get there on a play. And these two teams matched up a lot in the regular season this year. They matched up 5 times. They went into Cleveland. Orlando won as a 1-point dog. Then a Cleveland again. Cleveland won as a 4.5-point dog, 10-point win. Back to Orlando. Orlando won as a 2-point favorite by 10. Then back to Orlando. Cleveland took care of business as a 2.5-point favorite. And then back to Cleveland and Orlando won outright. So these guys have just been back and forth all year long. I would think Cleveland takes this one. I would. But 4.5 is tough. I will say there's going to be a lot of defense in this game. Even in the regular season series, though, over was 3-2. So it's a really low total at 207. I'm sure it's going to be very, very grindy, but I can't get there on that either. And then even in props, it's like if you're targeting props, you probably don't want to target props in this one unless it's unders. And even that scares me. So I don't know. I think if anything, I think Jonathan Isaac would be an interesting one. Whether you want to go PRA at 15.5, you know, rebounds at 6.5, although that seems fair. I just think if there's anyone whose minutes are going to change from, you know, less to more, it's Jonathan Isaac, because Jonathan Isaac's minutes have been in check for the majority of the season. And really, that's just about keeping him fresh and keeping him healthy. And now this is what you keep him fresh and healthy for, is these moments. So, but even that is 15.5, right? And he's the type of guy where, yeah, he'll run into some rebounds and he'll hit wide open shots, but it's not like he's racking up counting stats at a high level. So for me, this is more of a vibe out, wait and see. See how these two teams match up, what it looks like, who hits first, who's more comfortable, what the health of Donovan Mitchell is like. And we don't want to rush into things and just start flying bets because it's the playoffs, right? Like we want to make sure that everything we play, we feel really, really good about. And to me, if I had to play anything here, it would be the Cavs -4.5. But I would not be shocked at all to see the Cavs win this by anywhere between 1-4. I really wouldn't. And then again, you do always have the foul game, right? And so that's gonna come into play at some point where someone has a short dog, 3.5, 4.5, maybe even 5.5, and a team is down anywhere within their own fouls late in the game. I really want to make sure that I feel like we got a very, very solid edge. So I think I'm gonna just stay off this completely. We'll see what it looks like. But this should be a really fun series, guys. If you're not familiar with either of these two teams, especially the Magic, I think the Magic are gonna win a lot of fans' hearts. This postseason, they just play really, really hard and have a lot of different fun players within different roles. And then obviously the Cavs have a lot of fun pieces. It hasn't been fun, quote, fun lately. But they've been there, and I think that they'll be ready. They'll be ready given how last year went down. I think they know the importance of grabbing this first game. Next game, Suns and Timberwolves. Suns coming in as 1.5-point dogs, implies that they're about 1.5 points better than the Timberwolves. And again, talked about this series on the pod. Tough one, because the Minnesota Timberwolves were a better team in the regular season. Absolutely. And they're led by their defense. They had the best defense in the league by a very large margin. And that's how they really won games. Didn't deal with, obviously, Cat injury kind of messes with things, but they just get a really tough luck draw in this first game in the Phoenix Sun, in this first round series with the Phoenix Suns, because everything that Minnesota looks to take away and what they choose to give up plays into what the Suns do. The Suns are a team full of mid-range assassins. Kevin Durant may damn well be the very best mid-range shooter we have ever seen. And I honestly don't even think that's an exaggeration. And then Devin Booker's right there as a guy who loves to get to his shot in the mid-range. And then Bradley Beal's not even that far behind as well. They have some size in Nurk, and Nurk has his flaws, but he can match up with Rudy Gobert, at least size-wise, decently well. I'm not saying that he's better than Rudy Gobert, but at least they have that big-bodied center. I will say, and then you look at the head-to-head this year. They played three times in Phoenix. Phoenix was a four-point favorite. Phoenix beat them by 18. Then in Phoenix again, Phoenix was a five-point favorite. They beat them by 10. Then in Minnesota, Minnesota was a 2.5-point favorite. Phoenix waxed them. So to me, it just seems like this is not even it seems. It is a bad matchup for the Minnesota Timberwolves, a team that really took care of business more often than not this year, lost three games, and all three of them were really not even that close. So I like Phoenix here, and I like them in the series. Like, I genuinely do like them in the series. They are minus 135, and that to me is – it's just a little bit out of reach, man. It just feels a tiny bit out of reach where it is juicy in it. Yes, Phoenix has handled their business and been a better team in the regular season, or been a better matchup and just, you know, kind of own the Timberwolves. But this is still a very good Timberwolves team. And then, but I will say on top of that, Cat coming back does kind of throw some uncertainty in the mix. I like Phoenix tomorrow. I really do. I like them +1.5. And then I like Yusuf Nurkic's props. I do. I just think he's going to have to play a lot to match up with the size of this team. His PRA is at 23.5. What we're going to do is kind of look at something. Again, he didn't go always go crazy, but again, they blew him out in a lot of games. Nurk played 26 minutes, 15 and 6, 11, 15 and 6. Sheesh. And that game he was in foul trouble. 4-14. They put him 4-14 too. Played him last game of the season. Nurk 20 minutes, 6, 5 and 8. So yeah, what I would even say is Nurkic rebounds, assists. I like Suns, and I like Nurkic rebounds and assists as well. Yeah, let's see where it's at. Pull it up. Yeah, rebounds and assists is 15.5. And he had in their last game in 20 minutes where he was in foul trouble, and then they blew him out, so they didn't need to bring him back. I'm sure they needed to, they would. He had 13 in, again, 20 minutes. And then the game before that, he had 15 rebounds, 6 assists. And again, the minutes floor is higher now with Nurk. So I like it, man. I think he's going to gobble up boards. I think he's going to make a lot of dribble handoffs that lead to assists. I like that. And that's where I'm at. I like the Suns. So I might go half unit on each, right? Just as we're kind of getting into the swing of things back in the playoffs. I might go half unit on each. I like both of those. Stay tuned on Twitter. If you don't follow, at Hoops Drive, I post all of my plays there. I think we're going to get there on both of those plays and count them as official plays.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And nothing really on the Timberwolves side. I really do. You got to see how Cat looks back integrated into things. I think he played the last game, maybe. Check. Yeah, play the last game and last two games, and just he was whatever. Let me even check what his points prop is, because that might be a decent under 17.5. So it's definitely down. It's definitely down. I'd consider it. 10 and 30 minutes last game. Didn't take a ton of shots. Let me see what happened that first game. That first game they got waxed in November. Let's pull that game up. Minnesota, 25. I'm going to stay away from that. That seems like pushing it a little bit. All right. Next game, Sixers and Knicks. And I will say that I have locked the Knicks series price -115 for 2 units. I love it. I absolutely love it. I just think this Knicks team is playing better basketball than the Sixers. They are. And the Sixers have the best player in the game, in the series. But Jalen Brunson is not far behind. Joel Embiid is not right. And it just seems like there was not enough time for Joel to come back and gel with these guys. And I know the Heat try to muck games up, and that's kind of their whole MO, and they definitely did that. And I'm sure it won't always look as kind of gross as it did. But that game against Miami, it didn't feel like the Sixers were truly clicking. And this Knicks team, talked a lot about it on the pod, is clicking on all cylinders right now. Obviously, there's no Julius Randle, but everyone else is back, OG and Mitchell most importantly. And everyone kind of knows where they fit in. Everyone knows what their role is, where they fit in, what they need to do to be effective, and they all just do it. They all just do it, and it's led to some really good basketball by the Knicks as of late. So to me, it's a no-brainer. It's Knicks -3. It's Knicks -115 in the series. I think you're just getting this discount because of Joel Embiid, who, again, Joel Embiid is an absolute fucking monster. I'm not denying that, but he's not healthy. And he also, it just doesn't feel, it doesn't feel like everyone is kind of used to, like, you got to remember that there are guys that they acquired, Kyle Lowry, Buddy Hield, who were acquired after Embiid was hurt, and have not really fully, I think, acclimated themselves next to playing with him. And Kyle Lowry is a very smart player, but there's a definitely a transition and feel it out process that you've got to go through when you're coming back and playing next to a star. And I don't feel like they've gotten enough reps. I don't feel like they're there yet. And this, it's not like they're playing a Cavs team that, you know, kind of stumbled into the playoffs, or whoever, or a Magic team that's not experienced. You have a Knicks team that's experienced, deep, has a 1A creator, has point of attack defenders, and has multiple big bodies to throw at Joel Embiid. So to me, I took the Knicks series price. I talked about that. I put that for 2 units. And then I'm taking the Knicks -3 in game one. I think they win this by single digits, but I do think this is it's past the range of 3. This implies that it is essentially a pick 'em. If it were on a neutral court, the Garden, you got to give them an extra 3 points. I think the Knicks are 1 to 2 to maybe even 3 points better than the Sixers at this point. They have home court. I'll take a -3. Absolutely. Next game and last game of the day is the Lakers and the Nuggets. These two old foes meet again. Lakers coming into this one as 7-point dogs. Lakers lost the last, I believe, 6 or 7 straight. You kind of know what it is, right? Like, this Denver Nuggets team is the team to beat in the West. I don't care what anyone says. They won it all last year. They have the best, in my opinion, best starting five in basketball. They're all fully healthy. They have the best player in basketball. And there's just really no answer for Nikola Jokic. So, to me, I think this line is fair. Again, this is not a Lakers team that I think this is not going to be an uncompetitive series. I think it's going to be a very competitive series. But there's a different, like, you can, last year they got swept and it was, quote, competitive. The Lakers were in most of those games for the majority of the time. And when it's all said and done, this thing can be tied going to the fourth and the Nuggets have one run and the Lakers are out of there. So, only way I could go is Nuggets. I do think my buddy Sarge, who was on the pod last the other day, brought it up. I do think if you are the Lakers, you're kind of happy with when you're getting the Nuggets. You get them now when Bron and AD, they have not had to go through a series. Because if there's one thing, right, like with the Lakers, Bron and AD, you know how good they are. You know how experienced they are. You know they know exactly what they need to do to win. And they're going to do everything in their power, but they're injury prone. And at least in Bron's case, they're older. So as time goes on, as the games go on, things get harder and harder for those guys. So for me, you at least catch them early. And I wouldn't be shocked if the Lakers steal one in Denver. I'd be pretty surprised, actually. I'd be pretty surprised. But that all that to say is this Lakers team is very, very, very formidable still. This is a team that I would have picked in a lot of different first-round matchups. I probably picked them against OKC. I'm not even joking. If they got matched up with the Thunder, I probably picked them against Minnesota. But because you get Denver, the reigning champs, who basically, outside of Bruce Brown, have everyone back, it's tough. It's Nikola Jokic is a very, very tough player to solve, and no one has really, to this point, solved him. So that is where I'm at, guys. And there should be plenty of action. So for me, Magic Cavs, it's just more of a stay away, and kind of vibe out and feel what this looks like early on. In the Suns Timberwolves, I like the Suns, and I like Yusuf Nurkic rebounds and assist props. It's at 15.5, I believe. -110. I like that. I think I'm going to go half unit on both. I've locked the Knicks -3 for a full unit. It's been locked for a couple days. I feel good about that. Let me pull up a couple things. Hold on. Yeah, I'm trying to see if there's any props that are interesting. Yeah, no, nothing. We're just gonna roll with the Knicks. We're gonna roll with the Knicks for a full unit, live with the results, and then last game, Nuggets Lakers, nothing. I got nothing for you guys there. A lot of people on Michael Porter Jr. He's gotten a ton of rebounds against the Lakers. Again, I don't know if that is just kind of variance or if there's something to that, but I'm not at the point where I'm gonna rush to bet that. But Suns, Nurk, and Knicks should be enough to keep you entertained. And then obviously I'll be watching all day, so if a live bet opportunity presents itself, I'll let you guys know. Anyways, thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow breaking down Sunday slate. Good luck and enjoy these playoffs, man. This is great basketball, highest of level basketball. And we play 80, probably don't need to play 82 games to get to this point, but we do. And it's really all that is for right now. All right. So enjoy it. And we'll talk to you guys soon. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.